Yas Twain in Quarantine.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 2 of Yas Twain in Quarantine, coming to you from our very own homes. Today I'm here with one of our newer hosts, Lena. Say hi, Lena.
Hey guys.
So we're going to get right into it today. Today we're talking about healthy recipes that you can easily cook from home. So I'm going to get straight into it. Our first out of 5 recipes is the green smoothie. Now, you're probably wondering what the green smoothie is. Probably even sounds alien because it's green. I'll talk you through it. So what you need to do is you need to grab some spinach, some frozen mango, some banana. The amounts is up to you. And just blend them in your blender. And that's it. You have a smoothie. And I know it sounds gross, but it's actually good. I didn't know it had spinach in it until I'd been drinking it for years and years, and I didn't even mind because it's so delicious, don't you think, Lena?
Yeah, it is the best, like, super healthy snack.
And it's a good way to easily get some spinach into your diet without thinking too much about eating greens if you're not a vegetable person. And I'm going to move right on. This one Lena's going to tell us about, it's quiche.
So quiches are like the best, one of the best snacks to have at home because, well, they need a lot of eggs. But they're super healthy and you can make them for your family or just as a snack, so you can make them small ones like in muffin tins, or you can make really like a really big one for your entire family to enjoy for dinner. They are normally savory, like you can make them sweet, but I would definitely suggest keeping them savory. You can include things like feta and eggs and bacon and and spinach as well to just add it into this really nice flavour. It can be quite salty though sometimes, but
so
it's fun.
It would probably be best for that one if you found your own recipe. And we're going to move straight on to the next thing in the list, which is savoury muffins. Now, my mum actually made these in my lunchbox when I was little. After they were in the lunchbox for a while, they didn't taste as good, but I think they'll be a lot fresher now that we're all stuck at home. So you basically use the base recipe for a muffin without the sugar. So that would be flour, eggs, milk, butter, whatever you add in your mixes. And then add literally any topping you can think of that is able to go in an oven. Like, you could keep these sweet, but savory is a really healthy option. It can be a good lunch for you and your family. And it's a really good thing to have on the go, even though no one's really on the go anymore. So we're going to move straight on. Hidden veggie omelets. This is good if you have siblings or if you're an adult children that really hate veggies because there's heaps of veggies and you can't even tell they're there. So what you do is, I'm sure you know how to make the base of an omelet, right? You crack an egg, maybe mix in some milk if you feel like it. If you don't, that's completely fine too. Throw it in the pan and flip it over. But with the hidden veggie omelets, before you flip it over, maybe chop up some mushroom, corn, whatever veggies you feel like, and sneakily throw them in there. Chop them up really fine so no one can notice. And then you have a perfectly plain omelette, but it's really healthy. So we're going to move on to the last thing on our list, which I think is the best, but we'll leave that up to Lena.
They are the best snacks. Bliss balls. They're super easy to make and one of the best snacks to just like finish quickly and enjoy. They normally consist of like chia seeds and muesli, sometimes sultanas and dates and other dried fruits. You can include a lot of other things, like some people include honey and just kind of mix it all together and it turns into a really nice healthy sweet treat. Of course, to have a bit of fun, you add in some chocolate if you want, but to keep it healthy, it's still like one of the best snacks to make at home. They're super simple.
And if you don't have a recipe, the base of the recipe is actually just milk arrowroot with biscuits and sweetened condensed milk. I know it doesn't sound that healthy, but depending on what toppings you add in, it can be really healthy. So I think we're going to end the episode now. Just a disclaimer, none of these recipes are off the internet. We made them all ourselves. Email us at yastween@gmail.com if you have anything you want to tell us, feedback, suggestions. Tell your friends about our podcast, and don't be afraid to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. So I guess we'll see you next episode. Bye, Yastweens.